Patients with spinal injuries can be robbed of the ability to move or to experience sensations from most of their bodies. And while scientists have begun to develop systems to eavesdrop on the brain's motor pathways and to turn thoughts into movements again, usually of robots or prosthetic devices, there's still no way to return any sense of touch. But now a team at the University of Pittsburgh have begun a series of experiments using brain implants that can begin to restore some of these lost sensations. Robert Gaunt.
When people have a spinal cord injury, and this can happen for many reasons, a common reason is a motor vehicle accident, the connection between the brain and the rest of the body is lost. If that injury occurs at your neck level, many people end up with paralyzed legs and paralyzed arms. The brain remains functional, and it does its normal thing. It's just that its ability to communicate with the limbs, with the hands and arms, is lost.
How might one try and surmount that problem?
Well, there's a number of different approaches that people all over the world are taking. One of the things that is certainly has a lot of promise, people are actually trying to regenerate and regrow the damaged portion of the spinal cord so that that connection between the brains and the limbs are restored. The way that we're tackling this problem is to actually implant little tiny wires into different regions of the brain that actually control movement and that are normally responsible for, you know, feeling the hand. And so we implant these devices into the brain, and by listening to these signals and then actually pumping in information, we hope to be able to actually reconnect the brain to a device such as a prosthetic limb or to a computer or computer cursors, things like that.
Have people not done this before, though?
That's right. People actually have. There's been a series of work over a number of years now by a few groups, including our own here at the University of Pittsburgh, where people have been implanting these little grids of wires into the brain and listening to the signals. And people have used those signals to be able to control a robotic arm so that they could reach out and grab objects. But one of the key things that's been missing in that is the ability to feel that object. When you reach out and grab an object with this robotic arm, you can't feel it. You don't know if you're holding it. You can see it, but you can't feel it. And so what we're doing now is trying to restore that feeling, that sense of touch, when the robot arm goes out to grab it.
You've said you send signals into the brain, but actually talk me through the nuts and bolts of how you do that physically.
We know the parts of the brain that are actually normally responsible for processing this information or listening to the signals that normally come from the hand. And so what we did in this study is we actually went and put these same grids of electrodes into the region of the brain that we know is responsible for normally listening to and processing information that comes from the hand. And so what we do here is actually use little tiny electrical pulses. And these little electrical pulses make these neurons become active. And when these cells become active, the person that we're working with can perceive touch coming from that part of the hand that that part of the brain is responsible for.
So you actually did this in a spinal injury patient?
That's right. We've been working with a person injured about 10 years before we did the implant, and we've had these implants in place now for about a year and a half. And so when we stimulate, he feels as though sensations are coming from his own hand.
What sorts of sensations does he say he feels, in inverted commas, though, when you do this?
That's a great question. And it's turned out to be a really interesting part of the study. The types of things that the person we're working with will say is that he feels sensations of pressure. Occasionally, he'll say it feels like light touch. He also says things like electrical or buzzing. Really, what we show here is that when you do provide these stimulus trains, it feels as though it is your own hand being touched. We've got a lot of work to do on making that feel more natural in some cases, but it really sort of lays the groundwork for showing that these sensations can actually be provided through a direct interface with the brain, where we actually go in and sort of tickle these neurons with a little bit of electrical stimulation.
And how does the patient take to this? Does he feel a bit strange, feeling that he's feeling his body doing things which it's not doing?
Yeah, he has used all sorts of different words and phrases to describe this sensation. And sometimes he will say, yeah, it feels, you know, if it does feel strange, it's hard to describe what it feels like to have this part of your hand touched or stimulated that you haven't felt in a decade. But he's able to understand those sensations very naturally. So he knows exactly, you know, if it's his pinky finger that's being touched or his index finger that's being touched.
It's amazing, isn't it? And wonderful what technology is now doing. That was Robert Gaunt describing the work that he and his colleagues have announced this week in the journal Science Translational Medicine.